Yeah, I'm in charge.
Oh, you
I'm
are.
A charger.
All right. You're in charge?
Yeah, you're in good hands.
All right. Yeah, that's right, Alexander.
Shaky, but reasonably good hands. Well, I'll sign, we can sign in and then we can proceed from there, I guess. Thing I sent you on the
you got the Piper cup?
I had a gun, sold that too.
Okay.
Did you get that thing I sent you on helicopter
pilots? Yeah.
Thought you might like that.
That's my I'm looking at it.
Got another helicopter.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's
no visible
hear about this.
That article exactly sums that up.
It is very funny.
Right. Okay. Would you be so kind as to
sure. Let's stand for an indication.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this gorgeous day and once again the gift of flight. And we just pray for wisdom in these deliberations. And we do right by the city and the folks that use this fine facility. In your name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Call a roll.
Debbie Cartwright.
Here.
Andy Klein.
Here.
Howie Van here. Chuck Babbitt.
Here.
Consideration of the minutes. The minutes are last.
I so move.
Second.
For approval. That is.
Okay. A motion to second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Right. Minutes stand approved. Move along to the agenda, the business of unfinished.
Yes, and 5A and 6A are pretty much intertwined, so we'll cover both of those. Bid opening for the General Aviation Terminal was supposed to be last Friday. I was supposed to give you an update at this meeting and tell you that it came in under budget, that they're going to build it in 6 months, that... You know, all those things, but our several contractors through the questioning process requested some additional time to get more accurate bids. So we extended it a week. The bid opening is now tomorrow, January 26th at 2 p.m. Our selection committee includes myself, Mr. Todd Anderson from Shelter, Sean Lanier, who is the City of Ocala engineer, our own Mr. Savage, and Darren Park, who's the Director of Public Works for the city.
Wow.
So we're going to meet...
Heavy group.
Yes, we're going to meet Thursday, February 1st as a committee to... it gives us a week to review all of the respondents, and then we'll talk as a group at that meeting and recommend a course of action. I'm ecstatic, I'm excited. 2 o'clock, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. And where?
We'll tell you in 2 seconds. 3 seconds. Yeah, Thursday, February 1st. Anna, I apologize, it's at 1:30 p.m. and it will be in this room here. 1:30 in this room.
Okay.
No other questions. I guess we'll move on to 6B. The wildlife fence. This is a graphical representation of how much work the contractor has done so far. Remember, this was installing 4 feet of wire mesh aluminum fencing, subterranean to keep the gopher tortoises and the coyotes and other four-legged creatures out. That's how much work they've done so far. It's gone very well. We're getting to the point now where we have to go in between hangars and along 60th Avenue with all the utilities and whatnot. So we expect the work to slow slightly as we negotiate with the minefield that are the conflicting utilities, but it's still going really well. It's probably 40% complete, and they have until... I believe it was May 31st. maybe it was April 31st to complete the job.
It looks like more than 40%.
Well, they have to go back, hit all the, we have to redo all the gates, concrete footers, yeah, brand new sliding gates, so there's still quite a bit of labor left to do. But as far as a linear installation of the fence, it's definitely what it is.
How much did that whole project run us?
It was less than 400,000.
Oh, let's jump to it, only 400,000.
Yeah, and our cost, you know, 90% FAA, 5% FDOT, 5% airport, so. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact number.
How much?
I can tell you the ARF truck was 540,000. The security and access gate project, that's replacing all the electronic card readers and access gates, cameras. Contractor's going to be doing work on that on January 29th. We're getting some nice upgraded systems with that.
The readers, all the cards will have to be reissued?
Mike, do we have to reissue the cards? We
no.
Don't,
no,
right?
No, the beauty of this, we're going to continue to use what we got. The database will be imported into the new system, and we'll use the old one simultaneously. And then we'll switch over, so you shouldn't see any changes. Hopefully, we don't have any big problems with things already, but right now, it's quite safe. It's timely.
Yeah.
So yeah, you should see airport attendants and I'm going to see them.
Good.
Are we able to, we're able to control that, all the access cards pretty well. Are we vetting those and kind of going along making sure that, you know, somebody's not on the airport anymore, their card's accounted for or dropped out of the system?
That's something we try to do for daily ops, so we know what's going on, especially if people leave. But there's going to be an audit that we're going to do, and we're going to switch over, and one of the people for the sheriff, we're going to go through their records, and who shouldn't have access, so we're, you know, different organizations we're going to reach out to, so we're still at work. Daily procedures kind of try to keep that going, but we're going
to have to do the best. Well, the tenants on the airport, you could send out some kind of notification that they need to list exactly, you know, who's using it. Mm-hmm. Check that off against them. That could be the bulk of the people that come and go, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, there's that, and again, there's various corporate folks.
Yeah.
Who built that?
If you got the list pretty well tightened up. You know, at one time we had those cards originally, way back then.
Yeah.
Nobody had a clue who had a card. I mean, we had the capability of auditing it, but there was never much attempt.
And now that the cards have a face on it, and it's easier to control that, and we occasionally have found people using other people's cards, and I don't want to say prosecute, but we follow up with those violations pretty religiously. Take away ramp access. You can't borrow somebody else's card to access the vehicle. And it happens far and few between, but it does happen.
The new system we're getting on the ground floor here, me personally specifically, I would be able to learn this new and start. Better ways to work on, you know, what our inventory is and anything like that. So I'm hoping I'll be able to do reports. From what I'm being told, I should be able to do that. I'm sure. It's kind of exciting.
Maintenance survey under new business. This brought up the last meeting. It had been a year since the survey went out. Mr. Crawford suggested we send it out again, and we changed the dates, didn't change the questions, and sent it out almost exactly as it was seen a year ago. went out in the month of billings. We expect to see some responses coming in, filtered in the next few weeks. We'll go directly to Haiti.
So it's out now or will be soon?
It was sent out in the billings probably 2 or 3 days ago when I dropped the mail off. And they went out to basically all of our tenants, the T hangers and the corporate tenants.
Okay.
We also included a request for verification and registration of this aircraft. So we need to place this for.
For the based aircraft?
Yes. So we'll find out what's wearing the T hangers.
When you go and inspect the T hangers, do you make a note of the end numbers of the airplanes or end of the hangers? I'll cross check that.
So I have something to compare it with.
As long as it's an airplane and they're not a Winnebago, that was our biggest concern.
Yeah.
Been waiting to get in the hangars and we had a whole bunch of them full of campers and the like.
Yeah, as long as there's an airplane next to the camper, we're okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A boat or two or three.
Yeah, as long as there's an airplane next to the boat or three. Yeah. I do want to show you a pretty picture. This is our new ARC truck. This is not a representation. This is the actual vehicle. It's a rolling chassis. They're doing all the wiring. There's a lot of testing and additional installations to be done to it. But that is our new ARC truck.
That's a bad boy.
Yeah.
Mr. Klein wants to see if he can drive it up and down the road.
I'll do some testing.
Isn't that airport board privilege?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we can arrange that. Yeah. You don't get a salary, but we'll pay you in time behind the truck.
I think that's impressive enough. The fire would probably just go out when it showed up.
Right, yeah. Fire's scared when it comes up to it. This is the first revision to the E1 Titan line in 10 years, and Ocala is fortunate enough to get that first revision, so the truck is all over their website, it's all over their marketing.
For the guinea pig.
Yeah. It's more style changes than anything. I mean, the pumps are still the same, the motor's still the same. The styling, ergonomics are a little different. The view out the windshield, it's supposed to be better, they're higher up, the approach angles are a little bit better. Carries 1,500 gallons of water, 500 pounds of dry cam, 200 gallons of foam. It's your standard index beam capability fire truck, 4x4. But the fact that it is part of E1's aggressive marketing campaign with Ocala International Airport's logo on it, we're pretty proud of it, to be able to participate. Yeah, they're going to have it on display at the National ARF Convention, which is in Orlando in February, so we're going to go down and visit with that, see what kind of response we can get.
Go hand out some OCF brochures?
Maybe. Yeah.
What happens to the old truck?
We wanted to keep it on station here, but it is a maintenance nightmare right now. It would cost us a lot of money to keep it up and running, so once this one is on station, maybe after a couple months of being in service, working the bugs out of it, we'll probably list the old one for sale and we'll sell it optional. And that money will go back to the airport, since the airport bought it in the first place. We bought it for $30,000 as a used truck from Daytona Beach. Right? So I don't expect we'll get much out of it. Although we did spend a lot to fix it up.
Yeah, the maintenance figures.
Most of that kind of equipment goes offshore somewhere. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most of the Caribbean or South America or somewhere.
There is a company in South Carolina, I think it's called Company 2, and they deal in used fire trucks. They rent fire trucks. You recall last season, we rented another fire truck to accommodate the Index C standards for some of the operations that we have. And that came from Company 2. So who knows? Who knows? Maybe they'll buy it. I have no idea what it's worth. But that one cost $540.
And that was a good deal, right?
That was a really good deal. Yeah,
well, the beta test is not too bad when the factory's right down the street.
Right, yeah. E1 left, I think it was about $50,000 on the table compared to the next highest bidder. They didn't want a competitor on their turf.
They didn't want an Oshkosh.
Oshkosh was the next highest, and then after that it was Rosenbaum. They didn't.
The E1 website, the banner is our truck.
Yeah, the banner is our truck from the E1 website. So we're happy about that. Moving on to operations. So the year-end numbers for 2017, 61,996. Yeah, it was just a little bit less than the 2016 total that came in at 62,571. Everything was pretty much down in 17, which was odd, really odd, because fuel sales, our total fuel sales were up 7.5%.
Mostly Jet A.
Jet A was up 12.4%, Avgas was down 9.5%. So the Jet A numbers really drove the curve, but when you look at the IFR itinerant operations, here it is. When you look at the IFR numbers, IFR itinerant, 15,285 and 15,702. You know, we were still busier in 16, but we still pumped more fuel in 17. And I've got a fuel price comparison that we'll see later on that shows the margins that Shell Terra has been charging are unchanged. We're still in the same relative position compared to all those other airports that we look at. The board had asked where we stood with some of our closest competitors, other airports. Those are their calendar year 2017 total tower operations. Flagler is typically the busiest tower.
Flag.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as contract tower goes, 132,000 operations. Orlando Exec, 105. We're at 61. Now, we did beat Gainesville, we did beat Leesburg, and we did beat Brooksville. So, bragging rights.
But probably 20% of Gainesville's air carrier are following.
Indeed.
Yeah, they trump us with that, so.
Yeah, I think we had 46 air carrier operations in 17 total. Here's a fun fact that I just got noticed on. The tower yesterday's daily total, they had a peak hour of 67 operations in 1 hour, which is the highest since the tower has been in operation, which was highest since May of 2010. The total yesterday was 421 operations. That was the highest ever on record. The previous high was 347 operations.
Was there a sale going on across the street?
There was a sale going on across the street, but I think it was a good mix of just
flight
about
school.
Everything. Military flight school, hits, sale, corporate stuff.
That's all you got to do.
Did I hit them all?
I would say
On the fuel, we mentioned that. Our year-end total, 772,000 gallons pumped. This is what it looks like on the graphical scale. The blue line is the total fuel, the black line jet fuel, and the red line is avgas. You can see it was slightly down in 17. But jet fuel drives the curve, totally. This little blip right here in 2015, that's when Landmark went away and Shelterra took over. So the trend is going well.
Based on yesterday, the trend for the year is 154,000 operations. So
keep it up.
Hey, we're ahead of Flagler.
So here's a fuel price comparison. This is self-serve avgas prices. Shelterra, we did the survey yesterday, $4.26 a gallon. But you can see, you know, even though the fuel prices went up, our relative position on the scale is unchanged. Umatilla, Magellan, and Williston continue to have probably the cheapest fuel in the entire nation. They're pulling a lot of operations. And that's on the self-serve side. On straight up full-serve avgas, we're up a couple percentage points there on the list, but it's still pretty much right in the middle. But that's those are the prices across the state, full retail prices. Interestingly, Daytona and Bartow are the cheapest on that end. Williston at $4.40 for full serve.
Now, how do we get that snapshot? Is that something that's on the internet every day?
We look at AirNav and we check their posted prices. Usually they're good for 30 days. So we just go through each and every one and fill in the blanks.
IAM International is trying to discourage such planes, I see.
Look at that, yep. $8.38 a gallon. And then on the Jet A side, again, our margins are relatively unchanged. We're still relatively in the center. $2.76 at Dunellen for full service Jet A.
At Dunellen? They have full service?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, Williston. Williston's at $2.89. I know Dunellen's looking at getting a truck here soon.
I think it comes tomorrow.
There you go. So they're expanding
earlier today.
They're expanding their services. Which is good. Good for them. They're still giving their fuel away.
We landed Williston, you're almost in the woods, but we landed Dunellen, you're in the woods, so you know, not much place to go except really airplane, but business wise.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And I do have one introduction. We have an intern with us, spending a couple months with us. Kelsey Schroeder is a student at CF, and do you want to tell us what you're studying?
Welcome.
That concludes my presentation.
Okay. Thank you very much. Are there persons in the gathering here that would like to add anything to today's meeting? Persons wishing to appear or not on the agenda, which is essentially the same question asked either way. Comments by individual board members? Chuck?
I don't have any.
Oh. I have really none either.
Okay. I'm not sure how much information I can disseminate after the RFP openings. but I'll coordinate that information through the procurement department and make sure that I don't overstep my ability sitting on the committee to let the board know where we stand.
Okay.
I'd like to let you know how many we received.
At least how many bids that we, how many, or who the contractors are that submitted.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do about that. I'm not even supposed to talk to Chuck about it.
You know, I'm just up to you and Bid Ocala website.
If it's posted on Bid Ocala, then I can.
Just look for the white smoke, right?
Yeah. But we're excited. Everyone's worked so hard and so long on this project, and a lot of answers are gonna happen on Friday at 2:01, right?
Yeah, hold your breath.
All right.
Move with your.
So we'll see if anybody shows up. Move, is there a second?
Second.
All in favor? We stand adjourned. Thank you very much for your time, Bill.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Matt, anything you want me to do before that meeting?
Well, you're gonna get copies of all the RFPs. Just read through them all, and if you.